What we eat is a determinant in our personal health. How that food is grown impacts our health and the health of our environment. The same can be said for how we transport and go about purchasing our food. With advanced technologies, we're also at risk of losing many of our heritage food items. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And today we're going to cover these issues in our conversation with Kim Baer. Kim is the owner and operator of Slow Farm. You'll find it just about 3 miles north of downtown Ann Arbor along Whitmore Lake Road. And the Slow Food Governor in Michigan, that's one of her titles. She is also a leader in the slow food movement. So, Kim, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the time.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Well, before we get into the specifics of your farm, let's start with how you define slow food. What exactly does that mean?
The way that the slow food movement defines it is food that's good, clean, and fair. And that means that it's good for people, good for farmers, and good for the planet. The thing that I really appreciate about it is that it also includes the concepts of biodiversity and equity, and I think that those are really important concepts in our food system.
Does it also contain the idea that perhaps convenience comes at a cost, both environmentally and culturally?
I would say that convenience is actually, in a lot of ways, a detriment to us, and I think that the concept of slow food is that food is a pleasure that's available to everyone, and that we hurt ourselves a lot when we take the kind of shortcuts that our current food system takes. And there are a lot of examples of that. Just the statistics on chronic diet-related disease is one of the main things that you could point to with that.
You know, you have characterized yourself at one time or another as a returning generation farmer. Now, that amounts to three words. But I imagine as a philosophy and concept, it's much deeper in what it means to you, right?
Well, it is. I mean, this country obviously was first populated by Native Americans, and then the next waves of people that came here really relied on agriculture. I was doing some genealogy after reading a book, this fantastic book called The Cooking Gene by Michael Twitty, who's an African-American culinary historian.
Mm-hmm.
And it really got me interested in looking at my own identity around food. And I found out that my family has been in this country since the late 1600s. So the idea that all of us have farming in our ancestry, I think, is something that I hadn't really grappled with before.
And it's not only a return to agriculture, but it's a return to the manner in which the agriculture is grown, harvested, and consumed.
Well, doing it in a way that is seasonal and in accordance with the environment, I think, is a really important aspect of it. One of the things that my sister said to me is that it seems really strange that I have to go jump through all these hoops and pay a lot of money to be able to be certified organic. And if I instead sprayed a lot of chemicals and collected agricultural subsidies, like, that's what's normal now. One of the main things that's interesting about slow food is the idea that we don't have externalized costs in the way that when we're certified organic or even when we use organic practices. So there aren't externalized costs to the environment in terms of water pollution or air pollution or detrimental effects on the soil. Those are some of the costs of convenience.
You've said the word twice now, certified organic. Now, organic is being bandied about the country in all sorts
right.
of different places with all sorts of different products. It's kind of become one of those greenwashed words. So
right. That's
it
true.
Doesn't always live up to the standard or qualification for certified organic. So how can we as a public tell the difference?
I think the real way that the public needs to be able to tell the difference is to know their farmer. Because certified organic is a shortcut way of saying, you know, this is food that's healthy and produced in a non-chemical way. I think that's what a lot of the public understands about it, but it's really about so much more. It's really about the principles of biodiversity and soil health. But I think when you say it doesn't live up to, I think that that's really more of an effect of how government policy has defined certified organic. Like, the principles do live up to the standards of health that those words are supposed to mean.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the Slow Food Governor in Michigan and the owner of Slow Farm in Ann Arbor. Her name is Kim Baer. And Kim, I've mentioned twice now that you're Slow Food Governor in Michigan. What does that mean?
Well, it basically means that I am a bridge between local chapters and the national Slow Food organization. Slow Food is a local, national, and international nonprofit organization. The local chapters are very autonomous, and each one works on the issues that are most important in their area. Our local chapter in the Huron Valley area has worked a lot on biodiversity and bringing back some of the heritage fruits and vegetables that people don't know the names of anymore. So raise awareness about slow food and be a bridge between local and national slow food organization are some of the main things that the governor does.
And you're putting it all to work on your own slow farm. You're growing on about 20 acres, right?
Actually, my farm is 187 acres, but we have about 20 acres under cultivation. And we grow a lot of what's called the slow food arc of taste vegetables and produce here. So the slow food arc of taste is this amazing catalog of the world's most endangered and most delicious foods. And each country has its own slow food arc of taste that includes things like tomatoes and melons and corn and a lot of heritage breed animals as well. So we grow about 30-something different varieties of tomatoes, all of the slow food arc of taste tomatoes, and all of the slow food arc of taste winter squash.
And I am glad to say that you are a U-Pick organic farm, so that means that we all have the opportunity to stop by and pick out that which we desire. So if I show up this month, what am I going to be able to pick?
This month, we are continuing to have strawberries. So we have ever-bearing strawberries. We're about to have sugar snap peas, kale and collards. We have beautiful flowers, zucchini. Pretty soon we'll have tomatoes, but that's a few weeks off. Oh, beans. We're going to have a lot of beans.
And I get to come and I get to walk the field and I get to pick that which I want, right?
That's right. That's one thing that's pretty unique about our farm, that it's a certified organic U-Pick farm. I don't think that there are any other certified organic U-Pick farms in Michigan, and I've only heard of a couple of others in other states. So, yeah, that is something that's pretty unique about our farm.
So
one of the things that's really important to us is having people come and really engage with their senses at the farm.
How important is it to you to help reconnect us to the land?
Oh, that's one of the main reasons that I am working at this farm, because I really want people to come and experience what food looks like. One of the things when it's growing and be able to touch it and smell it and taste it, one of the most unusual things that we grow, I think, is asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have never seen asparagus growing. It just pokes up straight up out of the ground like a finger, and you just snap it off, and people can't believe how sweet and delicious it is. That's an experience that you can't get at a grocery store. Here, there are birds singing and bees and butterflies flying around, and things are not wrapped in cellophane.
Because you're absent of pesticides and stuff, you really do get to encounter more of the wildlife and the insect life and get the true natural experience.
Yep, for better or for worse. You know, sometimes there are pokey things and weedy things. But the other thing I think that's really important is that it also helps people understand how seasonal food is. For example, asparagus comes in May. Strawberries come in June. The sugar snap peas come at the beginning of July. Tomatoes come in August. And each of those different fruits and vegetables, each variety also has a name. In our, in my grandparents' time, people knew the names of their favorite varieties, and they planted them, they looked for them, they waited for them, they preserved their seeds. And so that's another aspect of this farm that's really important to me, is helping people understand 10,000 years of human expertise has gone into developing our favorite and most treasured foods. We need to preserve that food that comes from the heart.
I think food from the heart is the perfect way to put it and the perfect way to bring to conclusion our conversation for today. But, Kim, I thank you for today's time, but let's talk again soon.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And come out and see us.
Will do, will do. That is Kim Baer, the owner and operator of Slow Farm, just about 3 miles north of downtown Ann Arbor on Whitmore Lake Road. And she is also the Slow Food Governor in Michigan, a leader in the slow food movement. Issues of the Environment, it's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, heard each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.